Hi, this is Logan at Arch Top Fiber. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm interested in getting the arch top fiber.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me help you real quick. Gotcha.
I'm
May I
looking
have.
at the postcard that's. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, sorry. What were you saying?
I'm looking at the offer for the $69.99 a month.
Yes, for the 1 gig speed.
Yes.
Gotcha. Can I have the house number?
145 Malden Turnpike.
What's the zip code?
12477.
You said Malden or Malden?
Yes, M Malden, MALDEN.
Okay, gotcha. This is in Saugerties, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. Is this for a home or a business?
Home.
Okay, so for our plans, so you're interested in the 1 gig. You're talking about the okay. So are you talking about the listed speed? So the 500 megabytes, the $69.99. Were you talking about that one, or are you doing it with a deductible for the paperless billing?
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of questions all at once.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't read that. Okay. Well, explain to me first. I'm looking to get the Wi-Fi, no contracts, 2 year price guarantee. So what are we looking at if I don't do the paperless billing?
Gotcha. So these are the prices without paperless billing. So there's a 500 megabyte speed, which is $69.99. We have our 1 gig fiber internet speed, which is $79.99, and then our 2 gig fiber internet speed, which is $99.99. And then with
Okay.
paperless billing is $10 deductible, so every month it would be $10 off. And then if you were to pay through credit or debit card through auto payment, it would be $5 a month off.
Okay. I really don't understand all the gigs and everything. Right now, what I have is shitty spectrum,
Yep,
and
same
I
here.
also have a crane extender that still doesn't stretch for the whole, whopping 1,000 square foot I have here, 1,100 square foot.
How
It
many
gives
people
me
do you
great
live with?
reception outside, myself and a 10-year-old. I
Gotcha.
do have
Okay.
security cameras on it, though.
Okay. May I ask what type of devices you use? Like, do you have any laptops? You said you had cameras, any tablets, consoles or computers at all?
My grandson has the tablet. We all have the phone. We got the smart TV. Is that helpful?
Yeah, I would definitely think if you're looking for better value and future proof, I would say the 1 gig speed. But considering you're only 1,000 square foot, correct? Only 1,000 square feet.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. But like, the way I'm set up, like where I am sitting right now talking to you, I can't put my printer where I am because it will not pick up the internet.
Gotcha. Yeah,
It's
definitely a
silly. It's
bad extender,
silly.
bad signal. Yeah, I know. I have Spectrum too, and but I live with a family of eight. But we only pay for, I think, 600 megabytes a month, and we pay like $80 a month. It's like crazy. But that's because I live in the middle of nowhere, and Spectrum is always offered here. But
Gotcha.
I am not a fan of
So I
Spectrum
probably
either.
want to go middle. Yeah, I hear you. Nobody is. So I kind of want to go in the middle then, don't you think, the 79?
Yeah, honestly, if you're looking for better future proof, and also too, so it does help a lot with the $10 off per month. I would say the 1 gig is definitely the better option. But if you're just trying to go like the least amount as possible, well, still like 500 megabytes will be more than enough, I would say. But if you're just thinking of future proofing, I would definitely go with the 1 gig speed because that's more
I don't
coming
know
to
what you mean with
standard.
the future. I don't know what you mean with the future proofing. You got, come on, you got somebody over 50 here.
Well, I mean, like with like download speeds and stuff. I mean, like if you download a lot of things, you download movies or anything like that, or just you want faster upload, 1 gig is usually the better option. Like right now, what's your speed now? Do you know your speed that you pay for?
Let Oh, you know what? Look at that. How convenient. I have my bill right here. Speed, internet. How do I tell? I see.
Does it tell you a speed on there
that
we pay for on the invoice? You can also, too, if you don't know, like, how much you pay for, you can also do a speed test. If you have, like, a laptop or your phone near you, you can go on speedtest.net, and you can test the speeds through there.
Yeah, I don't see it on my bill. I see the price, but I don't see where the
How much you pay per
speed.
Month?
Spectrum Internet, $87.99.
Oh, wow.
Promotional discount, -$68. My total bill is $56.98.
Gotcha.
That gives me, I'm Spectrum TV Essentials, that's $29.99, and then I got Spectrum Internet totals $26.99. So my entire bill is $56.98.
Oh, okay, okay. So if you pay $26 for internet, it must be pretty low. I would definitely either recommend.
That's with a promotional discount, though.
Oh, that's a promotional.
It says Spectrum, yeah. Spectrum Internet is $87.99.
I'm assuming that's for the 500 megabyte plan. That's what I'm assuming. But always, if you want to make sure.
Probably would.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Well, so then you're saying that's probably what I got is what I'll be switching over to you, right?
Yeah. So if you're to switch over for the 500, it'd be $59.99. And then for the 1 gig, it'd be $69.99.
And that locks me in for 2 years?
Well, it doesn't lock you in because there's no contracts. But it's a static price. It won't move. After like until
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, it says 2 year price guarantee. Okay.
Yeah.
Free standard local service. Okay. Now that. Okay. The $69.99, that was with the automatic billing, right?
Yes, for the 1 gig, yep.
If I don't do that, it's $79, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and what does that do? Take that out of my checking account?
Yeah, if you were to do that for the $10, it would be out of your checking account, yep.
I'm not crazy about that at all. Okay, if anything goes wrong, is that easy to stop?
What, for canceling a monthly payment?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to call up our tech services, or I think you can actually do it through your portal that you can cancel it. But if you need, like, a refund or, like, a reimbursement for canceling it halfway through the month or whatever, you can call our tech support, and they will get that assisted for you.
Okay. I would like to do the $69.99, the 1 gig.
Okay. And, okay, so also, too, in our package, which is great as well, is that we include a router and a modem that is sent out, too. So when the date of install, when we move everything in, we have a router and modem that is included in the package with no extra cost. And then also included is an extender as well. If you would like an extra extender, which I don't think you'll need, it's $7.99 a month.
No, I threw down. I got a $200 extender.
Oh, gotcha. And the still doesn't work that good?
I like it. It allows me to connect out in my yard, but
okay.
It won't allow me to connect in the house. Go figure it out.
Yeah. Are the antennas pointed towards the yard?
Right now I have the antenna inside. It's really supposed to be mounted outside, but it was winter. I pulled it in. We didn't have a spot for it right yet, but that extender should have taken care of the entire house and property.
Gotcha, yeah. Especially when you're paying $200 for it.
Yes. It's
just crazy.
Like I say, it works. It works really good. When I go out in the yard, it'll let me pick up my music, but I got to mess around with, like you said, moving the antenna.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. So I don't think that I'll be needing the extender with this.
Yeah, plus you're already getting a free extender with the package. So I think that'll be more than enough.
Okay. So I'm going to be on my own hooking this up. I get the equipment and then I put it in.
Oh no, the people that we sent out, our technicians, will do that all for you. They'll set up the lines. If not already, I think they're already set up as I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't. And then they would run the coax from the line, and then they would set up your router and modem.
Awesome.
Also, okay, so would you like a standard phone line or not at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, so do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Do you know if your utility water's feeding into your home or through the air, underground, or just not sure?
The water lines?
The lines outside, like the cable lines, are they underground or are they above?
I'm going to say they're above.
Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
What's the first name on the, what's your first name?
Yvette, Yevette.
You said DTE?
Yevette.
Yvette. And what's your last name?
Quick, Quick.
You said Guick?
Q as in queen.
Oh, sorry.
Quick.
As you can see, I'm new with this.
you're doing good.
What's your email?
It's going to be all one word.
Okay.
Classic. Guts. Barber.
Wait, sorry. You said classic. What was next?
Cuts.
Okay.
Barber.
Barber?
Yes. At Yahoo.
So it's classic cuts barber at yahoo.com. Okay.
Correct.
What's your primary phone number?
845-399-2024.
For contact prior to installation of future notifications, would you like to receive them through phone, email, or text?
You can send a text.
And you like to do, you want to do through your checking account, or do you want to do through credit and debit? Credit and debit is $5 deductible, and then checking is $10.
I don't have the credit and debit. I only have a checking account, so.
Gotcha. When you can, please provide the routing number?
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. 2219710 86. Wait, I got a question.
Yeah.
I can put this on a credit card?
Yeah, you could do credit or debit, yep. But it would only be $5 deductible.
Oh, all right. Okay, let's continue. Never mind. You ready?
Yep. Was that all for the routing number?
Yes. You ready for the account?
Yep.
3601014946.
Okay. And same name for the account?
Correct.
What was it? Was it YV or was it YEV?
YEV.
YEV. ETT?
ETTE. There's three E's.
Good job. Checking. Just make sure you authorize ACH direct debt deposit.
Correct.
Would you like this to be your primary payment method?
Yes, please.
Okay. How did you hear about our soft fiber?
Twofold. I had some of the fellas and the owner come in to get a haircut, and I got a postcard.
Gotcha. Okay. do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as buried wires, septic tanks, etc.?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
I got six cats, so don't be allergic.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down anyways.
It doesn't smell like it though.
I have I'm not the big cat person. I have two cats, but I have five dogs. So
see, there you go. Animals, they gotta be animal people.
But I'm very sorry about the suit, but before I go through with the thing, I have to read off our policy. Sorry. So it's a mouthful, so be ready. But
alrighty.
At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect to your service. You may install a drop cable, a cable that connects your home to our fiber network, at the street part of the day of installation, but you need to be home for part of the you don't need to be home for the part of installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we will then help to coordinate for the cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend to our new customers to wait until fiber services are installed to cancel current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of the service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge on return equipment and can be resulted in $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in our Shop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time and as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Do you agree with these terms?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I always have to drink some water after that. It's a mouthful. But what days like works for you? What time frame? I have the 6th going all the way up until the 31st. That is free for January.
Monday is my best option. I am closed then, so let me bust out.
Well,
2025. Do you have Mondays available?
Yep, that's perfect because their soonest Monday is January 6th, which is free.
Okay.
I have an 8 a.m., a 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m., a 1:30 p.m., and a 3 p.m.
9:30 a.m., please.
9:30 a.m. Okay. Just make sure your email is classic, CLASSIC, cut, CUTS, and then Barbara, BARBER, at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Your appointment is scheduled from January 6, 2025 at 9:30. The installation will be an hour and 30 minutes, but usually it goes quicker than that. But, yeah, you're all set. You should receive an email shortly, too, regarding your completed scheduled installation. But is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, you did great. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. I'm new, but I'm learning.
And that's what it's all about. Okay, so we're all situated then?
Yep, we are all set.
All right, great. Thank you for making this painless.
No problem. Thank you for calling our stuff. This is Logan. Right. Have an amazing day and a happy new year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.